Hypothesis testing. Introduction. In science and engineering, we often have some claim which we want to test empirically or demonstrate empirically. For instance, in medicine or pharmacology, you may have invented a new drug and you want to demonstrate that this is a good drug which should be put on the market. That is, your claim may be that patients recover better with the drug than without it. In coding theory and communications, you may have designed a coding system and you want to demonstrate that it has a very low error rate. So you could make a claim that the error rate is less than 10 to the minus 9. Or in road construction, you may be proposing a new road or a road improvement, and your claim could be that travel times will be reduced by at least 10 minutes. So the question is, how can we get empirical evidence and demonstrate with some quantifiable level of confidence that the claim is true? Hypothesis testing is a fundamental problem in statistics. Basically, it goes through three steps. Firstly, we define what we call a null hypothesis. Then we make an observation. We gather data, empirical data, or data by simulation in some cases. And then we ask, are the observed data plausible if the hypothesis be true? If you have data which are not plausible, then you reject the null hypothesis. If the data are plausible, you can keep that null hypothesis. But this is science, it's statistics. We want to be able to quantify our confidence, and thus we need to quantify also the plausibility. So how do we assess and quantify plausibility when we reject or keep the null hypothesis? To test the hypothesis, we need some test statistic. Let's call it S. It has to be an observable quantity, some kind of function of the observed data. Very often it could be the sample mean. A key here is that we have a known probability distribution assuming the null hypothesis. With a known probability distribution, we specifically know the expected value assuming that the null hypothesis H0 is true. That gives us two possible outcomes. S is close to the expected value. We have a plausible null hypothesis. S is not close to E of S. The null hypothesis is not so plausible, and in that case we will reject it. Let's do an example and let's use the mean. We start with the research question. Does the average student drink more than 2 pints of beer on a Saturday? To do a statistical hypothesis test, we need to look for quantifiable measures and statistical concepts in that research question. In this case, it's easy. We are asking about the average student, so we have some kind of mean. And we are asking about 2 pints, that's quantifiable. So we can build a null hypothesis from this, saying that mu, the population mean, is equal to 2 pints. It is important to note we should have a null hypothesis with an equality. If you have a bound there, if we used more than, we wouldn't have a known probability distribution. But with equality, it's possible to get a known probability distribution. To do the hypothesis test, we need a test statistic, and that has to be observable. Mu is an observable, but the sample mean bar x is. So we can use that as our test statistic. If H0 is true now, then bar x will have expected value equal to 2 points. So if bar x turns out to be exactly to be approximately 2 points, then H0 is very plausible. H0 is implausible if bar x is much larger than 2 points and if it's much smaller than 2 points. But of course, if bar x is very small, we will probably think that the average student drinks less than 2 pints. If it's much larger, we'll think that the answer to the research question is yes. We'll get back to that issue of distinguishing between these two cases later. Sometimes you want to treat much larger and much smaller as the same. Sometimes you want to treat them differently. Let's summarize. A statistical hypothesis test goes through 4 steps. First, we define the null hypothesis, H0. Then we define a test statistic. Then we gather data to get an observation related to the test statistic S, or an observation of the stochastic variable, the test statistic S. And finally, we ask, is the observed S plausible under H0 or is it implausible? If it's plausible, we keep the null hypothesis. If it's not plausible, we reject it. In later videos, we will discuss how to quantify the plausibility.